Okay, you have to pardon the noise. The lawn's being mowed. I wanted to, you know, I use this podcast a lot for just whatever. I don't look at stats on it or anything like that. I just dump it out into the ether, and it's just a place for me to knowledge dump and maybe even come back and reflect on and listen to myself in years following. At first, it was more around music and my podcasts. Then it was strictly about my podcast. Then it got to be really personal. And then I started floating back to podcasting stuff. It's just whatever I want it to be. Today, I wanted to float a little bit more into the personal space. I think I want to talk about parenting and relationships and you know, there's people talk about it. It's not a new concept. When your child is 0 to 10 years old, the demand on you as a parent is typically physical. You're chasing them, you're feeding them, you're getting up, you're sitting down, you're getting up, you're sitting down. It's physical. You're in constant movement. And it's a lot of reason why parents gain a ton of weight from 0 to 10 years old, because although you're in constant movement, you don't really have time for yourself. Your time's dedicated to that human. And you're eating their leftovers. You know what I mean? Your life is consumed with them. That's your life. And what nobody really talks about is the 11 to 20 year old, the following 10 years. Because what happens is it shifts. It shifts from physical stress to mental stress. And I've talked to a couple friends about this, and that's not what I'm here to talk about. Although it's important that you're aware of that. I think what nobody talks about is the transition. And the thing is that when you, this is the way I feel about it, at least, when you switch from being needed for everything to being needed for nothing. And what ends up happening is, you know, whether you have a stay-at-home mom, wife, depending on your situation, what'll typically happen, you'll see that people struggle. People struggle in their relationships in their 40s and 50s, when their kids start getting older. And the reason is, I believe, my observation is that we lose ourselves. We lose ourselves. Now, I'm thankful that I made this observation with me, at least, because I'm aware of it and I know that I can mitigate it. But I think about my parents and them splitting up, and I think about my friends and their parents and them splitting up. And I know that a lot with relationships and a lot of with children, a lot of it's communication. You know, people think it's corny, but family meetings and all this stuff, that stuff's important. And the reason being is that there's a transition that happens. In that transition, when they go from needing you all the time to not needing you at all, if you're not aware of that transition, if it hits you like a ton of bricks one day and you go, holy shit, they need me for nothing. I am but a money provider. I'm worthless. Like, none of this matters. And I think what ends up happening is that starts planting the seeds for resentment. And that's not good. Because then you start thinking, you know, these young adults and my wife and whatever else, like, I'm nothing. All they want is the fucking money, and I'm going to give them my paycheck cashes, and they're able to go out to eat. They're able to buy a new couch. They're able to buy that new t-shirt. But do they really fucking care about me? And that's a tough, tough place to be. And I went there. I went there for a minute. More than a minute. And what's interesting about it is that, you know, the old adage that people can't love you until you love yourself. And it's true. It's hard. It's very difficult for anybody to love someone who doesn't give a shit about themselves or is depressed and sad and all that. The other piece to that is maybe you do love yourself, but you lost that person because you gave your life to those other people in your life, those little children, and you were unaware of that transition from 10 to 15 years old or 10 to 13 years old. When that transition is happening, when those children are going from babies to young adults and you're not aware, it hits you like a ton of bricks one day. So for those of you with young children, be aware that when the age 10 hits, it's time for dad to start easing back into remembering who he is. Whether it's going to the gym, whether it's whatever it is that makes you feel alive and makes you you, you have to start digging in and start making that transition as your kids are transitioning. Otherwise, you're going to get lost in the sauce and you're not going to realize one day it's going to hit you and you're going to go, oh, this is why people are struggling with me, because I'm struggling with me. I didn't realize I was struggling with me. I was resentful. I was angry. I was whatever it is. So be aware of the transition and try to take care of yourself. Try to take care of yourself. Life is long and it's a roller coaster. It's ups and downs. And you have to accept all of it. I hope that these words serve, if nothing else, serve me in the future to realize how hard it does get as a parent. They do say it's a thankless job. I remember being a dickhead teenager when I was a kid. Totally remember it. I think that's a societal problem. You know, if we were cavemen, the kid would have been kicked out at 12 into the woods to hunt for himself and probably would have had a mate at 14, 15. You know what I mean? So I think that there's a primal instinct to butt heads with the leaders of the house. And that's draining. It does. It gets mentally draining. It's like, you know, you need to kick the bird out of the nest, but at the same time, it's like you don't want to end that not that I'm struggling with that right now, but I do know, I mean, I'm not struggling with kicking kids out of the house, but it's like, what I am struggling with is, making sure they have everything they need when they do decide it's time, you know. Anyway, that's a whole other conversation. Just be aware of the transition. Be aware. Otherwise it'll creep up on you and it'll smack you in the face. But I don't know what I'm talking about half the time. I'm just taking notes. I'll talk to you soon. With a podcast update when I'm in a better mood.